Well, every month we put the spotlight on the farmer. Agriculture, big here in West Michigan and big here in the state. So we want to make sure that we brag on those who make it big. Thanks to those on behalf of the Michigan Farm Bureau and more. We ask for their testimonies and, how is it to be today's farmer in a roundabout way? Step up to the plate, Tony McCall, instructor in the Agriculture and Animal Science Program at Career Line Tech Center, operated by the Ottawa Area Intermediate School District. That's a mouthful. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good day that you, I hope you are having already here in the morning. All right, who is Tony McCall?
I'm an instructor at the Career Line Tech Center. I've been there going into 8 years now, and the program didn't exist before me, and I started it from scratch. And so over the last 8 years, I have developed a program in agriculture, really showing the kids where their plants, animal, and environment is and why we need it. But a little bit before that is I grew up on a farm. And so every day I milked cows and took care of pigs. And then I went to Michigan State and got a degree in agri-science. And then I started work at the Career Line Tech Center in Ottawa County.
You could say most likely that agriculture is in your blood with the passion for agriculture. So cool that that you did have the farming background. Does your family still farm?
Yeah, we still have about 100 acres in like Lake Odessa area, and we have a small hobby farm. So my dad raises pigs. So
great. Each pig gets a name, right?
Yep.
somewhat not sure about that. I actually grew up on a farm as well, but we did the horses and the chickens and the sheep, and they were all pets. So it was a good life for them. I want to just, before I get into challenges and the Michigan Farm Bureau, Tony, let's talk a little bit more about the Career Line Tech Center. Tell me more about your students.
You know, I'm very blessed in Ottawa County. We have all the sending schools in the area, so Allegan and Ottawa County come to the Career Line Tech Center, and they're juniors and seniors. And one thing is, when I started, or even before my time, people thought that going to a trade center or a tech center wasn't really kids that were going to go to college or really have a future, but that's really changed. We are really focused on the hands-on. So, and also really getting kids ready for the career. I have students that will spend 2 hours, 2 hours and 45 minutes with me, and some will go in to be veterinarians, and some will actually go work on the farm. The one thing I think I really enjoy about my program is I have kids that have never touched a farm animal to the kids that have grown up with it every day. And I, going through my program, the kids will get to go through a whole bunch of animal rotations, working with animals hands-on. We actually work with the local farmers. Going out, Farm Bureau has been huge with that, where we go and actually take the kids to the farm. When I grew up, all my friends were farmers. But with less than 2% of the population actually growing up and being with agriculture, we have more and more of a generation that needs that opportunity to see where their food comes from.
After the students complete the program, what, they literally are ready to enter the workforce?
You know, the 2 years that they're with me, they really get to decide, you know, do I want to go into the workforce, like go and work in the farm, or do I actually want to continue my education? Several of my students will go to Michigan State because of the ag college there. They will either go into a two-year program, maybe like a certificate program, or even a four-year degree program. We've had students that, you know, go to Grand Valley for the environmental or even Lake Superior, and some go to Baker Vet Tech program, so a little everywhere.
Let's get into the challenges. What are the greatest challenges facing agriculture education, especially in West Michigan today, Tony?
I touched on it a little bit today, but it's really, there's less and less students that have been that connection with agriculture. So I was even at Michigan State yesterday talking with the professors there, and it's really like our job as educators, getting the kids in, getting them to understand where their food comes from, because social media and always the myths out there really is something we're constantly fighting on. What is the truth about how our food is raised?
I mean, to throw some numbers, Ottawa County is the leader in the state for agriculture diversity and revenue. Mm-hmm. What, a $90-plus billion industry that employs 22% of Michigan's workforce?
Yes.
You have a lot of responsibility. and just of your students, guys, girls, are we equal? I mean, you know, more guys than girls?
I actually usually have more girls than guys, and it's really because of the draw of the animals. But it's kind of 50-50, but the big thing is I do see a change with more girls coming into the industry because they really want to work with the animals.
Why do you find it's important to be involved with the Farm Bureau organization? And can you remind me again what the role of the Michigan Farm Bureau plays?
Michigan Farm Bureau is essential for our state and for our economy and to support our local farmers. They're really the grassroots organization that goes out there and is the voice for the farmers, and they put on seminars and connect the farmers to give them the skills to be moving forward and moving agriculture forward. When I started at Ottawa County, I'm not from Ottawa County, so I didn't really know the farmers. I didn't really know the community, and Farm Bureau really just put their hands around me and said, hey, come with me. And so they've really introduced me to the farmers. Every time I need something, they're there. They're the ones that actually are constantly promoting my program and getting the youth into my program. So Farm Bureau has been essential.
I know you work with them on developing brand new agriculture, OSA, OSHA certificate that was the first of its nation, first of its kind?
Yeah, so I got hired, and one thing that's always a conversation is safety. And I, you know, like I said earlier, I grew up on a farm, so I kind of learned about how animal care and just like, you know, that things that what you should and shouldn't do. But if a student that's never touched an animal before or been on a farm, they don't really have, we call those common skills or the common sense things, because they haven't been around it. So I've worked with Farm Bureau and said, hey, what can we do to make sure that we train these kids correctly to enter the workforce? And there hasn't been really a great, there's some out there, but I was like, I want one that is person to person, not an online module. So I worked with Tammy Clark through OSHA and then Farm Bureau, and we did a in-person training and had farmers come and talk with the students, and so they got an OSHA certificate.
Talking about OSHA certificates and more, a monthly conversation with the local past, present, and future farmers, and obviously the education that's involved. Tony McCall with us, instructor in the Agriculture and Animal Science program at CareerLine Tech Center, operated by the Ottawa Area Intermediate School District. Share another opportunity that you've had through the Farm Bureau or more here, Tony.
So one thing I'm involved with the FFA, the kids get to go through, it's a student organization, and working with Farm Bureau, they've allowed my kids to have competitions, but even last summer, I traveled down to Louisville, Kentucky, and they paid for that trip, and it was actually called National Ag in the Classroom, and so I got to meet with other teachers in the nation about how are they working to teach their community and teach their students about agriculture, and so just that support and that help has allowed me to advance myself personally.
And I see my notes tell me they've helped create short videos, other programs to help you network and more. So it sounds like a true partnership. What else is important when it comes to agriculture in our Ottawa County?
Well, I don't think a lot of people understand is Michigan is the second diverse state in the nation. You know, California is first, but Michigan. But then you go to Ottawa County, and we're the leader in the state for diversity. And so we have so many opportunities there and so many chances for people to move and grow and start a farm or even, you know, just change. And that's where a lot of my students doesn't understand that it's not always just about the pigs or the cows, but we've got the blueberries, we've got the apples, we've got the huge greenhouse industry, the nursery. And so there's really a lot of opportunities. And so that's where my job is fun and challenging, because I get to teach about all of those opportunities.
Yeah. Agriculture, as you mentioned, extremely diverse, state leader in nursery and greenhouse production, but again, those strong animal industries. Wow, this is great. CareerLine Tech Center, where can we find out more information about this and more, Tony?
If you are interested, you know, go to Ottawa Area Intermediate School District website, so oaisd.org, and then there's the links everywhere there that you can go to CareerLine Tech Center, and they have the videos and everything that we've kind of a little talked about, so you can constantly keep up with what we're doing in the community.
And Michigan Farm Bureau?
If you go to Michigan Farm Bureau, and you search them, you also will find them as well. And they also are constantly putting out there what is truly happening with our farmers today.
Ready for a great day?
I am.
All right, Tony, thank you very much on behalf of Michigan Farm Bureau and our spotlight on the farmers. You certainly paying it forward with the preparation for future farmers as an instructor in the Agriculture and Animal Science program at Caroline Tech Center and more. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.